Hello and welcome back to the Lutheran Witness Podcast. I'm your host, Roy Askins. Here on the Lutheran Witness Podcast, we have all sorts of great content for you. And today we are coming to you from Germany. Before we get into it real quick, however, I want to give a shout out to our podcast partners, KFUO.org. That's KFUO.org, Christ for you, anytime, anywhere, check them out. KFUO.org. You can listen to them live on the internet, or you can listen to them live in the St. Louis area streaming over AM as well. So KFUO.org. Christ for you anytime, anywhere. Now today, as I mentioned, we are coming to you from Germany. You're going to hear some background noise because we're here recording in the balcony of a church, Trinity Lutheran in Steglitz, Germany. And we're here to learn about the work that our Lord is doing among the Farsi-speaking Persian immigrants here in Germany. And we have with us today a wonderful treasure, a guest, Sebastian Turaj, who is joining us here today. How are you doing, Sebastian?
Hello. It's my pleasure to have you here in Berlin, and it's really, really nice to meet you here.
Well, Sebastian, you had a wonderful treasure earlier this week. You were baptized yesterday. How did you hear about baptism? Let's just start with that. Let's start about kind of your faith and in your faith journey. Like, how did you get to the hearing about the Christian faith?
Yeah, you know, the connecting to church and baptizing, it's not new things for me, because I should say that I was in USA 7 years ago for 6 years. And because it's a long story, but I can tell you that I fell in love with Jesus. Mm-hmm. And because of that, because, you know, as a Persian guy, as an Iranian guy, you are a Muslim, was born to this world. But beside that, I fell in love with Jesus myself, not as a religion. And I start to go to the church in USA. So
you're originally from Iran?
Yeah.
Tell me a little bit about Iran. Like, you grew up in Iran. Where in Iran are you from?
Yeah, I came from the capital of Iran in Tehran. And, you know, because I don't know, I told you or not, that I'm a medical doctor. I'm a radiology specialty student in USA, but because of some problems, some family issues, I came back to the Iran again. But as I said, when I was a little boy, you know, I fell in love with Jesus. So amazing story that, you know, when I was so happy, I can't, you know, it's maybe it's like a magic thing that I probably 80%, 90%, I have this chance to meet Jesus in my dreams.
Oh, tell me about this. How old are you? So this was a young boy.
I'm sure that the first time is my 7 years old. Okay. Because it's so weird for me and so interesting, because I met someone in my dreams that I don't have any answer for that. No one said, I don't know what's the meaning of this. Because as you know, in medical, we have this conversation that most of the dreams is a reflection of your daily activities. But I have no relation to this kind of...
So you've never heard of him before.
Yeah, in Jesus. And beside that, you live in Muslim countries. It's so far.
Yeah.
So
tell me a little bit about, are dreams important in the Muslim faith? Like, do Muslims place importance?
Because I have, I'm so sorry that I talk too much, but...
This is what we're here for.
Yeah, I would like to say that, you know, we have, as a Persian people, before the Islam comes to our country, we have our own so high civilian religious.
Okay.
And the dreams is so important for Iranian, not for Islamic people.
Oh, they're important for Iranians.
Okay. If you need, I can give you a sources that you add to your podcast. But for example, we have very, very high poetry in Iranians, as Rumi, Hafiz, Sadi. They have very, very high level poet, and all of them connected, said that their personality highly connected to their dreams.
Their dreams. Okay. Yeah. And so you had this dream when you were 7 years old of Jesus.
But you know, this huge amount of the true and lovely dreams is so weird for my family. beside others. Because I can say that it's not this amount in my family too, you know, it's so special for me. And sometimes others misunderstood when I wanted to explain that. But it's so great dreams. It's if I wanted to explain you what's the dreams, I am a little kid, around 2 years old, with my clothes. I sit on the white, large space. How can I say that?
Like a field or?
White stone.
White stone.
Yeah, everywhere. And I sit in the middle of that. But the sun's light, you know, shining on my eyes. And I am not so happy for that. And a great big man with a cries on her neck, on his neck, comes and pick me up. And I start to laughing. Because I see the I see the shining beside from the sky, and beside that I get relaxation because of the shadow that he gave me, plus the cross sign.
The sign of the cross.
On his neck.
On his neck, okay.
And you can't believe that right now I have a goosebump again. You know, you can't believe that every time that I saw this dream, because it's same story every time. And that day when I wake up, you can't believe that how much energy I have. And these small things, dreams, a lot of other, you know, magic things that happen to me. Maybe it's not big things for others, but it's for me, it's so big.
Yes.
It helps me to go to the through the church, you know, here.
That's what I say. So these dreams, they direct you. Where do they direct you? Where did, I mean, did Jesus, I mean, in the dream, did you receive language? Did he talk to you?
No, just this. But yeah, he picked me up and started laughing at me, someone, and it's finished.
It's finished. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
But it's repeated every time exactly what I saw in the past.
In the past. Okay. Yeah. And so then, from this, you started looking for the church.
Yeah.
Right?
The only new and so weird things that in the last 5 years, I had these dreams so rare. I don't know why. You know.
Okay. Yeah.
But after many times again, I have these dreams again, and I told Pastor Father that it's the first time around 2 months ago that I see these dreams in different place. It was here
in the church.
Yeah, you can't believe that. Any time that I wanted to explain that, you can't. If you
goosebumps,
touch my
goosebumps
and cold my limits hands and start to a little shaking. So I ran to Father's office in the first Sunday that comes. That said, Father, I want to share something special for me. I am, because I am 40 years old, I have 35, 36, the same dreams, but for the first time, it's changed. And it is here. And Father, and he handled very nice. He said, it's not weird, as we told you, the Jesus is among us.
That's right. He's here in this place.
Oh my God, you know? I am so happy because it's special for me again. Beside that, I am so happy because new things happen to me. And the most important things, it's so regular for Father. Is that okay? When we told here to people that Jesus is among us, so be careful, be peaceful, and respect. This is that one you explained to us. So
that's praise the Lord.
And these dreams and any things that happened to me, you know, guide me to the here we said or church to in America. I start to go to the church in America in Los Angeles.
In Los Angeles.
Yeah.
So tell me, so you grew up in Iran. When did you go to Los Angeles? Like what time in your life?
2012.
2012.
Yeah.
And you studied there. So you lived in Iran till 2012?
Yeah, correct. I finished my medical school. And after that, I moved to, because as you know, the greatest country in the world in our field, in medical field, and in medical university is America. So it was my dream. And because I am a good student in my studies, I have this plan. Fortunately, I get visa, research visa. And I went to the
to Los Angeles. Where did you study in Los Angeles?
You know, because we should pass some exams, mm-hmm. a few exams. USMLE, we said that.
Okay.
The third year, I start to list, you know, passing the exams. Mm-hmm. And beside that, I am going to that church that I told you.
Okay, very
in
good.
In Encino City, in okay. Los Angeles.
In Los Angeles.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I, fortunately, I passed the exam, start my search base, and after that, going to the internal medicine in Texas.
Okay. Internal medicine in Texas. That's
yeah,
right.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, very good. And then after internal medicine in Texas, where did you
go? Unfortunately, some family issues happened, mm-hmm. like my father's car, my cardiac attack infarction mm-hmm. or cardiac attack, and I had to come back to my country after that corona started. And, you know, because they are elderly, yeah. And as you know, as our beliefs, mm-hmm. the father and mother, parents, after God and Jesus yeah. are the third important things for us. So
yeah, yeah.
I try to handle that. Mm-hmm. But after that, because my father was so upset because that take my energy here and Iran is so critical these days.
Mm-hmm.
So I come here to visit my brother because he's a surgeon here. Mm-hmm. And
so coming here to Germany, to Berlin, Steglitz area. Yeah.
Yeah. And I've again, like a sparkling, start the believing things because I went to the home church mm-hmm. in Iran, mm-hmm. but a lot of fears, you know, mm-hmm. a lot of fear because when you start to talk with other people to get them to Jesus or I don't know how is the meaning, I don't know the meaning of to come people to the Jesus.
Yeah, so what you're talking about are the house churches in Iran where yeah. people gather, but they have to do it in secret, right?
Yeah, yeah. So,
because if what happens if the police find out? The secret police, is that right? Is there a secret police in Iran?
Yeah, yeah, but you know, it was so, you know, fearful because, you know, they don't have problem with your belief, but when you start to collect into other people's,
uh-huh. when you start converting
yeah,
other people,
yeah, the problems start.
Or
yeah. Because you know, after 6 years living in America, you know, when I came back to Iran, I forgot the situation in Iran.
Yeah, yeah.
Easily, I take my my book, Angel mm-hmm. books, and read the Jesus mm-hmm. in the how can I say that in. General transportation in the workplace.
Yeah. So like when you're traveling to and from work,
But after a while, I understood something's happened to me. For example, you know, the hospital's colleague mm-hmm. say, "What's that book? Why are you don't a Muslim? Why you do this? Why you do that?"
And
after a while, I understood that, oh my God, I forgot the situation of Iran.
Yeah, yeah,
so
yeah.
You should be careful or, But I was so lucky that one of my father's friend, mm-hmm. he was a father,
mm-hmm.
he has helped me so much.
Good.
Yeah, yeah. And one of the place that I met my other brothers mm-hmm. and sisters was not his home, his friend's home.
Mm, okay. Yeah.
As a hidden or home-based church.
Yeah, like a home church. Okay. And so then. So you did some stuff with the home churches there, but it started to become too dangerous. So you visited your brother here in
Berlin. Yeah, it was too dangerous, but I come to visit my brother, not because I moved to here.
Mm.
But when I was here, my father asked me, please, Turej, because you have a good knowledge and your brother is there and the situation is here getting worse and worse.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he asked me to come here, to stay here, mm-hmm. and I accept that.
Mm-hmm.
Beside that, because as I said, my brother's medical doctor here, mm-hmm. one of his patients recommend here to me.
Gotcha.
And yeah, yeah.
So here is, we're sitting in, of course, Trinity in Berlin, in Steglitz, and one of your brother's parishioners, or doctors,
yeah.
recommended that you attend church here.
Yeah.
And that's when you met Pastor Martins.
And you know, you can't believe that it's not easy to say, but in the beginning, because when I come here and I apply for, you know, because my Schengen visa is getting finished,
mm-hmm.
and I apply for asylum, mm-hmm. and the first day you have to stay with other asylum too.
Mm.
Okay, and most of them, you know, the Muslims or Arabic peoples that came here because of the war. Mm-hmm. From Syria, from Gaza, in Palestine. And you can't believe that. I start again. I have the same bad dreams Nightmares because
yeah.
because we have a small place and we should sleep together.
Mm-hmm.
And based on the Islam, you know, Islamic routines, they start shaking me. Turaj, wake up. This is
prayer time.
Yeah, prayer time. Oh my God.
So, so what you're talking about is you're living in like a camp. Is that what it is?
Yeah,
like an asylum
yeah, in,
camp.
In Tegel.
In Tegel.
Yeah. I told this to say this point that after coming here, I had another kind of stress again.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
mm-hmm.
I woke up in dreams that, oh my God, what's happening? Or many cell phones start to say praying azan. They said mm-hmm. azan. They say Allah Akbar or anything mm-hmm. that's said
on the phone
yeah,
app,
phones.
Yeah.
Yeah. yeah. And oh my God, because when you woke up suddenly,
mm-hmm.
I can't understand that. I am in Iran, I am in Afghanistan, I am in
Berlin. Don't know where you're
yeah,
at.
Yeah.
yeah, yeah,
yeah. Lots of pressure and stress I had.
Mm-hmm.
Fortunately, my brother support me, and right now I live with...
You live with your
yeah,
brother?
Yeah, visit family.
And where are you in the process of gaining asylum here in Berlin?
Just waiting, they said.
Just waiting.
Yeah,
okay.
yeah, because I am not expert in this field.
Okay.
But fortunately, again, through yeah. my friends... They recommend a very good lawyer. And
mm-hmm.
yeah,
good.
We are waiting. The only things that I know.
Yeah, yeah.
yeah.
So kind of last question here. When you were baptized, you got to choose a new name, right? A Christian name.
Yeah.
And you chose Sebastian.
Yeah.
Can you tell me why? Why did you choose Sebastian?
I have, you know, we start our conversation with Goosebump
uh-huh.
and we finish it with Goosebump again. Because
in 2012,
I choose this name in my dreams.
Really?
Yeah.
So have you heard the name before, or
because I read many things about Jesus.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Yeah, I saw that before.
Okay.
But I have no idea why this name mm-hmm. came to me.
Mm-hmm.
And the interesting things, the father said that after many years we have Sebastian name.
Mm.
And the second interesting thing is in that day that I had baptized,
mm-hmm.
the other brothers choose Sebastian.
The same name, yeah.
So crazy. I have no idea what's happened to me. But, you know, sometimes talking about dreams,
mm-hmm.
because I'm a medical doctor, I have many, you know, experience with patients.
Mm-hmm.
Dreams is a borderline things mm-hmm. because the pathologic dreams means schizophrenia
mm-hmm.
and the great dreams is a blind to the high educated
mm-hmm.
special people.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah. you can't talk about dreams with anyone.
Yes, you have to be very careful.
Easily judgeable.
Yes.
Easily, yeah, they get what they want mm-hmm. from your speech.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm so happy that have you as a father here or our fathers in Berlin, in this Kirche, and we have no judgment.
Yes.
So I easily... Say my experience.
Yes. Yeah, this is where Pastor Martins, we were talking with him about this, I don't know, yesterday, and he talked about how he directs people to question the dream and where does it point you, and if it's pointing you to Jesus and to receiving
yeah.
him in the church, in the Kirche, right? That's what the dreams are for, right? That's where they point you to Jesus Christ, to receive
yeah,
him.
Yeah, yeah.
And that's the glory of it, right?
Yeah,
that's
the
gift of our Lord.
Or,
yeah.
or being your team here is... Mm-hmm. and other special things for us.
Yeah,
you
yeah.
know?
Well, we're glad to be here. It's
yeah,
amazing
yeah,
to see this work
too,
here.
Yeah, and God bless you. You know, I'm so happy. I'm so sorry because, you know, I long time that I don't use my English.
Oh, you did
yeah,
great.
Sometimes making grammatical mistake or other mistakes. I'm so sorry for you.
Oh, no, you did great. Thank you so much.
Yeah, thank you.
For your time, Sebastian, and Lord bless you in your ongoing journey within the faith and journey here in Berlin as you look toward gaining asylum here in Germany.
Yeah, so, thank you so much.
For all of you back home listening to this podcast, thank you for taking the time to listen to Sebastian's story. There's going to be a story coming out in the winter issue of Lutherans Engage the World, so keep an eye out for that, and there'll be more content online as well, both with the Lutheran Witness and Engage. So thank you again for listening and learning how to interpret the world from a Lutheran perspective.